And you're listening to Morning Edition on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. It is 7:49. A happy Labor Day to you. Welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. Each week we visit with the executive director of the CivCity Initiative to learn about the opportunities to get more involved in the issues and community decisions that shape the way we live in Greater Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County. How are you, Mary Morgan?
I'm good. I see you're celebrating Labor Day by laboring.
Don't we all? I just assumed everybody was working today.
Oh, right.
Well, because of today's holiday, Ann Arbor City Council is going to be meeting on Tuesday night instead. And among the agenda items is what city officials call the tree line. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is part of the larger Allen Creek Greenway project, right?
That's right. They renamed it a while ago. It used to be the Allen Creek Greenway, and now it's called the tree line. But it is the same project, and after many, many years of discussion and the city funding a master plan project, they have created a draft plan, and that is on the agenda to be approved for distribution, which means it's a formal process that started. All of the adjacent communities will have a chance for feedback, as well as the public and other entities. So This puppy is moving along.
We've made progress, and it seemed slow for a while, but as you've mentioned, the momentum seems to be picking up, and we're actually going to get this thing done.
I guess with the caveat that this is definitely a long-term project, similar to the border-to-border trail, which has been underway for many, many years. I think we're going to see this come to fruition, but I'm not sure it's going to be completed in its entirety. The whole 3-mile stretch as envisioned, within the next decade. Probably going to be a little bit longer than that. But first phase, for sure, I think we're going to see some action pretty soon.
Yeah, it really is a massive undertaking. So, time is relative when you're talking about something of this expanse, I suppose. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Civic Matters with Mary Morgan. Mary is Executive Director of the CivCity Initiative and joins us each Monday to fill us in on your civic engagement opportunities. On Tuesday, I believe, it's actually Wednesday, the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority is going to meet as well. And there's a resolution to build more floors on the Ann Ashley parking structure. What do you know about that?
Well, this is something that came up in their retreat earlier this year, and they're struggling to identify how to manage the parking system for the city, where there's this tension between, does the city have enough parking spaces, what kind of revenue is it bringing in, what's the future going to look like in terms of perhaps less people driving because of pedestrian, things like the Greenway, but also autonomous vehicles. And so they were looking for short-term projects that would fill what they perceive as a need for more spaces in the parking system. So this was the kind of low-hanging fruit. The building was Ann Ashley is designed for additional floors, so they wouldn't need to do any structural work. And the plan is to put in 3 additional floors on top with 125 spaces each. So it would bring about 375 spaces to that particular structure.
It seems to me anytime in Ann Arbor when we start talking about buildings getting higher, then we're talking about people who start to get concerned about changing the aesthetic and the nature of what downtown is. Have you heard any of those concerns?
I think that the board, which discussed this, was concerned about a totally new parking structure, in part because it would take up, footprint that could be used for some other purpose, whether it's a greenway or some other development. But I think that this, visually won't really make that much of a difference. From the DDA board's perspective, they thought it would be the least intrusive, the easiest to do, the least expensive of all of their options. So I think we'll see them moving forward with this. This resolution just kind of is a declaration of intent, and of course it has to go out to bid. And the issue will probably be discussed at a joint board, DDA board and city council meeting on September 11th as well.
And again, if you would like to check out the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority meeting, it is at noon on Wednesday, September 6th, and we'll certainly have more for you on that. Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU on this Labor Day. I'm David Fair with Civ City Executive Director Mary Morgan. The Board of Commissioners will indeed meet with a fairly full agenda on Wednesday of this week, and there's going to be some discussion on how best to spend revenues from the proposed Public Safety Mental Health Services tax if approved by voters in November. What do you expect that conversation to center on?
Well, this is a policy document, and I think that this is something that they had discussed, the commissioners had discussed earlier when they were considering putting this ballot proposal for public safety and mental health services on the November ballot. And some people wanted more details in the actual ballot language, and this was sort of a compromise. So the policy document essentially lays out how generally the funds would be spent if it's approved. Things like funding for crisis management, for prevention services, for services for the Sheriff's Department to actually address substance abuse in a meaningful way. And the document also creates a community mental health advisory committee. So that committee's purpose would be to oversee funds and make sure that they're managed in a way that fits with what was the expectations.
Understanding that there's been no scientific survey done, no real polling to this point, anecdotally speaking, what kind of conversations are you hearing when you're out and about in the community when it comes to yet another tax issue to be decided?
Yeah, I think for this one, there are two concerns I'm hearing. One, of course, is just any additional tax is of concern to people in our community, countywide for sure. And I think that with an eye towards next year where there will be additional taxes on the ballot, I think that's a concern. I think also the way that this is structured is concerning to some people because of the kickback clause. Probably not the best way to put it, but the percentage of revenues that are going to be carved out for communities that have their own police departments, and those revenues don't have any strings attached, so communities can spend them however they want. And so it's kind of trying to combine a lot of different things, the public safety, the mental health services, and then this third piece of revenues that are going to be spent in any way the communities desire. So I think that that's been a concern for some people who feel like I would rather vote for a community mental health service tax or a public safety tax and not try to kind of mix it all up. Those are some of the issues that I've heard expressed.
And it seems to me, historically speaking, when you put a ballot proposal together, if there's a lot of moving parts, people don't like the confusion and tend to be very wary of offering up a yes vote.
Yeah, I think we saw that statewide when a couple years ago when there was a road tax attempted that failed. And, it was just a super confusing proposal with funds allocated in a way that didn't seem straightforward. So, I think that's going to be a challenge for supporters of this particular millage as well.
Once again, you're listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. Now, last week, a bunch of elected officials got together and put forth a forum on the 1,4-dioxane plume. There's a video of that session available to you from the Washtenaw County Coalition for Action on the Remediation of Dioxane. That group will also hold its regular meeting on Tuesday, tomorrow, September 5th. We're going to have State Representative Yusuf Rabi on Wednesday for issues of the environment. We'll talk more about what he learned from that forum and where that issue is moving forward. Now, Mary, you wrote this to me. How can you tell summer's over? How can you tell summer's over?
It's a dog swim.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. There is a dog swim. That's it. That's at Burr Park Pool, right?
That's at Burr Park Pool. It's so fun. I don't have a dog, but it's just fun to witness the exuberance of all of these dogs.
Yeah.
In the pool at the end of summer.
It is quite a visual, and you'll never find a happier group of animals than at the Burr Park Pool. That's on Thursday at 3 p.m. You might want to go check that out. Mary, enjoy the rest of your holiday, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right. Take care, Dave.
That is Mary Morgan. She is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner every Monday for Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.